Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. I will have that video and audio for those listening of your girl, Anna Navarro, from The View. I guess she's also from CNN. She said this on CNN, where she said Ron DeSantis gamed the system somehow. I'll have that for you. I've got several sound bites of Joe Biden. What is this conference there at, Carrie? Some climate conference?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
So he's overseas in some climate conference. He loses his place at one point and doesn't know what he's saying at another point. One point he did want to make is over 200 private jets flew in for the climate this climate conference. Over 200 private jets.
That makes sense. And then
they're going to all tell us how to live now. All tell us how global warming's real and climate change is real and how dare you. How dare you. So we'll have some sound bites from Biden there, which is just as much a mess as you think he would be a mess, because he just is. Kamala Harris, I think, says some words and gets a very strange reaction. I don't even know I'm going to go to that one because it's kind of boring. But Kathy Hochul, for some reason, after winning the election for governor of New York, which is a disgusting decision by New York, you should be embarrassed. I'm going to be honest with you. I love you. I'm from New York originally, but you should be embarrassed because this was a dumb move to elect Kathy Hochul, who basically said she will put mandates back on and not think twice about it. For some reason, Carrie, there's a video of her in Puerto Rico today dancing with a bunch of kids with masks on.
Okay.
Yeah. So if people want to see that, what a fool this woman is, just come right now to joepags.com, joepags.com. Go there, click on watch now, and you'll be able to watch her. And look, maybe you don't agree. Maybe you think that she looks great with a bunch of kids forced to wear masks. And I'm just going to, Carrie, I don't know if I could say this, but she dances like a typical white lady.
Oh, you went there.
I'm there.
Now,
I'm there.
Now I have to watch because I have to know what your definition is of what a typical white lady dances like.
Well, she appears to have rhythm for a while, then loses it.
Oh.
Just going to put it up. So
now
again,
I have to go and watch it.
JoePags.com. Click on watch now. I'll be playing that video in the moments to come on a Friday. I'll give you some strings. Horn section. That was Carrie Lockie. I'm not even going to play games. That was Carrie.
Oh.
Wow, a twofer. Way to go.
No, stop. Disgusting. <A twofer.
laughs> Come on, Bob.
That's a child.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
Come on now.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go. Freedom. That is Chocolate Voice. How you doing?
Fine.
Hello, making it happen. Deep conversation over there. Sam in the house. Switching eyes now, Sam. You're getting tricky. So, I mean, do we want to go Anna Navarro first, or do we want to get Hochul out of the way?
Hochul. I'm watching right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, so you put it on to watch the Hochul thing.
I did, yeah.
Hey, you think more people are going to want to see this? And again, it's just joepags.com, joepags.com. Scroll just a little bit. Click on watch now. Watch now. You go right to, you'll see us doing the show. And Kathy Hochul, for some, I don't know. Listen, Carrie, I took a nap last night, like 5.5, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Did New York annex Puerto Rico?
No, did not happen.
So she wins the election, and just a few days later, she's in Puerto Rico dancing amongst a bunch of kids who are forced to wear masks.
Right. Apparently, they're trying to strengthen the bond between their communities.
New
Why? York and Puerto Rico.
She should try to strengthen the bond between stopping crime in her own state.
Yeah. And November is Puerto Rican Heritage Month, and they were honoring that.
How stupid is she? She has a bunch of Puerto Ricans in New York. Do it there. Why would you go to actual Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
We have Black History Month, and we all go, let's go find some black people. Let's go to Africa, because that's where a lot of black people are in Africa. I don't know if you knew this, but that would be the same exact thing. Let's go. Or you can do it for black people or African-Americans here and actually maybe make your community better. Carrie, am I on crack? I missed here? Why would she go to Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I might be. Maybe I need a crack test. Maybe I need to be drug tested. All right, let's get this out of the way because it's really disturbing. I'll be honest with you. This is New York Governor Kathy Hochul going to Puerto Rico for some reason and dancing like an idiot. She's an idiot. You see, at the end, she just loses the rhythm, the beat completely. But could you explain to me how that's bonding with the Puerto Rican community in New York?
I cannot. No, cannot. That's just what they said.
What have I missed that she thinks that somehow is the way you celebrate Puerto Rican History Month or whatever the hell it is,
Heritage
or Appreciation Month?
Yeah.
You've got tons of Puerto Ricans in New York. Tons. I mean, tons. And she goes to Puerto Rico to do that? Is it not disturbing? Listen, you're the news lady. Maybe don't answer. Is this not disturbing?
Here's
to
my
watch
thing,
her
because I was looking at some of the comments, and a lot of people were really upset, saying, "Hey, where you just got elected? Go back to New York and help us. What are you doing in Puerto Rico?" Yeah, a lot of people were upset.
And don't ever try to dance when you can't. I'm not asking much here. And look at the kids. Are they smiling? Are they frowning? Are they crying? Are they just not making an expression at all? I don't know. They're all wearing masks. Yeah. You know damn well she told them, I'll come and I'll pretend to dance and smile, but they all have to wear masks. Mm-hmm. Same thing that Stacey Abrams did everywhere she went. I mean, you've got kids. Can you imagine somebody shows up and says, we're going to go to your school, your kid's school, but they better mask up before they can be anywhere near me.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. I'll do that.
All right, I have to because people are still going. JoePags.com and click on Watch Now. Here's your girl, Kathy Hochul, busting a move. Disturbing. These poor kids. At the end, she's just done. I don't even know what that is at the end. I have no idea what she's doing.
I don't know.
Carrie, it's disturbing. I'm disturbed
tired.
Now.
She was, kind of ran out of juice.
Oh, no. People in the chat room are saying, I bet Joe Pax can dance better than that. You damn straight I can. You damn Skippy. What?
I'm not saying anything. Don't try. Don't do it.
I still have the video, and I forget what the song was. Some song came on. It was in my old studio. And as the song came on, I put down the headphones, and I stood up, and I started dancing on camera.
Uh-huh.
Don't maybe go find that and go post that somewhere.
Oh, I wish you would. That I would like to see. Yeah. Why don't you do that?
New York, I love you. I do. I what's wrong with you? I want the entire state crack tested. You can't possibly re-elect this person. I don't even have any idea what I'm looking at here. And somebody who says, I'm going to put mandates back on, somebody who's light on crime, somebody who certainly is going to keep supporting, the ridiculous DAs, district attorneys in her state. Nothing gets better now. It just gets worse in New York. And she says, you know what? My first job is going to have to be go to Puerto Rico. I have to do it one more time. I'm sorry. I have to. What are they saying? I don't know. These kids are not having it. Look at their eyes. They're like, why am I having to do this? I mean, there's one part of it, it's like, that she looks right at the camera at the end. One part of it, she's like, what do I do here? Oh, yeah. And she misses the clap. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Why did we have to do that? It's just a photo op. It's just using kids again as a political ploy. And there they are. The ones that you can tell by their eyes are very unhappy to be there with this lady. Because, they're going, who's this lady? Who's this weird lady?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them were asking, why is she dancing?
You think she forgot her mask?
No.
She didn't have one on?
No. I don't think she forgot it, though.
Oh, she's part of the elite that can't get COVID. COVID's afraid of people like her. Mm. That's what it is. She and Stacey Abrams have no problem with COVID. It just can't affect them.
Who was the one that wasn't masking up and she had a birthday party and...
That was in San Francisco.
The singing group. Oh, okay. I said that wasn't Hopeful, was it?
It was London Breeze. London Breeze. And the singing group, it was not even famous. I mean, they were in the early 90s, I think. Tony.
Yeah.
came out of retirement for her birthday.
That's it. Yes, that's it.
And
okay.
She said, Tony's out of retirement. You're darn right. I'm going to enjoy my birthday. I'm going to enjoy my birthday. Don't tell me not to enjoy. And I'm like, really, London Breeze? So, yeah, I mean, there's Obama had his birthday famously during COVID. Nobody had a mask on. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Well, all of us had to wear masks, and the Biden administration just now redid that whole deal that you've got to be you have to get the shot. It's not really a vaccine. If you want to come into America, except at the southern border, you come on in, which is fine. And before we hit the break, in fact, now that I brought up the southern border, give me the story of Governor Abbott, who is not going to stop what he's been doing when it comes to illegal aliens.
No, this is from The Blaze. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced on Thursday that the 300th busload of migrants is heading from the Lone Star State to Chicago. The 300th Texas bus of migrants just left for Chicago. As Biden does nothing, Texas will continue taking unprecedented action to relieve our overwhelmed border communities and secure the border, Abbott tweeted. Month after month, massive numbers of migrants have been flooding America's southern border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported more than 2.3 million Southwest land border encounters during the 2022 fiscal year, which ran from October 2021 through September 2022. Earlier this year, Abbott started transporting migrants from Texas to Washington, D.C. The trips are taken by migrants on a voluntary basis. New York City was later added as a destination, followed by the Windy City.
There you go. He's not going to stop doing it. And again, I am so up in the air on this one. Just damn. Because it is a good photo op. It's also a good lesson to teach these towns, these cities, these sanctuary places. At the same time, we're sending illegal aliens further into our country. And I don't know that that's beneficial, because now we're giving them, because New York is just going to release them. And they're going to definitely be in the country. Now, the argument could be made, well, we're doing that in the southern border anyway. And I know that the southern border towns are overwhelmed right now with illegal aliens. But I don't know that we want to put them more into the interior of the country. I think that states like Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California is really out of this because it's run by a bunch of idiots. But the states that want to quell the flow coming across the border should lock them up. And when the feds say, no, that's our purview, you have to give them to us. Nope, they're going to stay in jail or we're going to send them back. We're not playing this game anymore. Because, again, I think it was a good opportunity to open some eyes and teach some lessons. But now they're building elaborate places for these people to stay in New York City with flat-screen TVs and Xboxes and three meals a day and a couple of snacks as well and a great place to sleep. I don't know that it's going to help stop the flow. Because now they're going to call back to their family and friends from the call center in New York saying, hey, you're not going to believe where we're staying. Get your ass up here. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show for your Friday, Free Speech Friday. Whatever's on your mind is going to be fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. Your thoughts about Kathy Hochul dancing like an idiot in Puerto Rico with a bunch of masked kids. This is what you voted back in New York. You've got somebody who doesn't care about the rules that she drops on your head because she's not following any of them. She's not going to ever. And you just said, yeah, tyranny's cool. And again, a lot of you young people, I hope you feel as stupid today as you should. Carrie, is that harsh?
Just a tad, but you know.
Well, listen, if you're somebody who is Gen Z or even Gen X and thought you're going to get free $10,000 to $20,000 from the taxpayers to pay off your college debt, and you went and voted on that as your issue, you should feel like an idiot. You should feel really, really stupid because you were lied to. People like me told you you're being lied to. I told you that the House of Representatives had to approve this, and they weren't going to do it. That through executive fiat, Joe Biden could not do it. I told you. And if you're a parent of a Gen Z or Gen X, I told you, and you should have told your kids. And when they argued and said, no, Biden's going to do it, you should have said, there's something called the Constitution, and the purse strings or the money is always handled by the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives, you'll note, has not signed off on this. And then 3 days after the election, lo and behold, you're not getting squat. $400 billion promise that he knew he couldn't do. And he doesn't care that you're not getting what he promised. What he cares is he has the balance of power, and he's still got a chance to get it. What he cares is that Michigan's completely blue now. And guess what's in Michigan? Michigan State University, University of Michigan. Hundreds of thousands of people going to college or university. Western Michigan University. You know, you go down around Detroit, you got several smaller ones. I think there's Oakland University, something like that. Hillsdale's also there, but Hillsdale's would not be the one that would be for this. But you got tens of thousands, if not more than that, of students in Michigan that turned the state completely blue, probably because they were so happy about getting some free money. What you're not going to be getting now. Don't be stupid. Next time, really use your head. Really be skeptical. Really use your voice. Really make sure that you understand exactly how things work. If somebody says, I'm going to do something for you, verify, check it again, then verify it. Because the chances are, if they're a politician on either side, they should be checked. Carrie, you've been covering news a long time, like 60 years.
Not that long, actually.
Have you ever covered a politician that lied to you?
Yes.
What?
Yes. That is
true. Shut your mouth.
Nope, I will not.
What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, because they will lie to your face and then offer you a glass of water. You know, it doesn't bother them. It's like they don't have the gene that goes, I just completely made something up, and I feel bad that I made it up. No, they don't have that gene. That gene just isn't part of them. Hey, free money. $10,000 for you, $20,000 for you. We'll take $400 billion over here. Oh, let's send another several billion to Ukraine, but never again. Oh, Ukraine wants more? Here's some more to Ukraine. Oh, I can't give you the $400 billion? You can't have the $400 billion? They don't care. They're like some sort of psychotic genre of human. Honestly, there's something very wrong with them, and for some reason, people are dumb enough to believe what they say. Listen, I've got certain politicians that I like that I think do a great job, but I still question them. I still ask them, okay, how are you going to pay for that? I still ask them, well, why would you say that? And that's the right thing to do. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about stamps.com. Stamps.com is great. Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in for you if you're running a small business and you do a lot of shipping. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with stamps.com. You got to sign up right now. You'll be printing your own postage in mere minutes. For over 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle, and you're going to save a whole lot of money. Use Stamps.com. Rates are constantly changing. With Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know that you're getting the best deal every single time. That's the kind of help they give you. I'm telling you, it's like having a partner, and you don't have to go to the post office or to UPS. You can just do it all right there on your computer. Go to stamps.com right now to take care of the holiday season. Sign up with code PAGS, P-A-G-S, for a special offer, including a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No commitments or contracts to worry about long-term. Just go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Make that happen right now. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. It was a very interesting race to watch. In Wisconsin. Very, very interesting. You had a guy, Mandela Barnes, who's a liar. You had Ron Johnson, who has proven himself to do a yeoman's job for the people of Wisconsin. Mandela Barnes kept changing his position on things, kept lying about things, pretended he was moderate when he wasn't. And thank God the people of Wisconsin didn't fall for the $100 million lie and elect him. Ron Johnson wins re-election. We talked to him first time since the election. Next.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really want to say congratulations and welcome back to a friend of ours and certainly a great senator for the great state of Wisconsin. It's Ron Johnson. Ron, congratulations.
Well, Joe, thanks for having me on.
Listen, we're watching this thing go down, and you said that $100 million was spent to try to grab your seat in the Senate and make it blue. $100 million. How much did you end up spending on your campaign? Do you know?
Yeah, we weren't outspent by that much. It's a grotesque amount of money. They spent well over $100 million, but where we're outmatched is they had the mainstream media on their side. The mainstream media in Wisconsin, they've been trying to take me out for 2 years. And let's face it, we have very few journalists anymore. We primarily have advocates. They don't interview me. They argue with me. They ask me loaded questions. So that's a pretty powerful force when you're up against the mainstream media. Quite honestly, we're up against our education system as well. And then you have Democrats who have no problem whatsoever just lying through their teeth repeatedly with the mainstream media amplifying their lies. It's not easy. It's not particularly fun. Being at the receiving end of over $100 million of just, lying types of ads, politics, personal destruction. But I think the reason we overcame it is I just tell the truth.
Yes.
And I think that there were enough Wisconsinites in the middle there that just they may not always agree with me, but they realize I'm honest. I'm forthright. I'll tell them what I believe, and they can at least rely on that.
Right, and they can take that to the bank. And like you said, if they don't agree with you, at least they know they're getting the straight truth. With Mandela Barnes, the guy, he wants to just let half the prison population out. Here's a guy who says, let's get rid of ICE. How, for God's sakes, already the border's broken. Let's just get rid of ICE. He's holding a shirt, and he says, well, I've already talked about that. He didn't really have an excuse. And then he wants to defund the police, and he hates the way the country was founded. And he talks about equity all the time. At some point, you get so radical that you step past the point of no return, and people in Wisconsin aren't stupid. They said, I might like some of what the guy says, but I see what he stands for.
If they saw what he stood for. And that's the question. I mean, did enough Wisconsinites really understand who Mandela Barnes was? He ran a completely dishonest campaign. He was basically in hiding. He denied all of his prior positions. He also told people, I'm not for defund the police. Well, but he wants to reallocate over bloated police budgets. It pains him to see a fully funded police budget.
Right.
So, again, completely dishonest. One of the things I pointed out, there's a little mystery about how he got his degree. I'd say he lied about it, but we knew what he got his degree in. Communications with specializing in performance.
Wow.
And so I pointed out to Wisconsin, he was a performer. He was an actor. And I don't know that he was just delivering lines that somebody wrote for him or that he was making up these lies himself. Now, let's face it, that was the Democrat playbook. Just lie about Republican opponents. I mean, how many Republican candidates did they accuse of wanting to end Social Security? Nobody wants to do
nobody.
That. Nobody would ever say that. And yet the Democrats, I mean, this has been three elections I've been accused of wanting to cut or end or put on the chopping block Social Security, including from the President of the United States and the former President of the United States. They have no shame whatsoever, nor does the news media.
I'm really glad you went there when it comes to the media. So Mandela Barnes and people who are of his ilk politically have the big media, big tech, big sports, big Hollywood, big academia all on their side. That's astronomical. We cannot really add that up. I know how expensive it is to advertise on my show. And if you take my show and multiply it by 1,000, because you've got all these other outlets, not only in Wisconsin, the large ones, the big networks as well, you're talking about potentially $500 million, $1 billion in value that he got just in advertising, and somehow you won. And again, do we go back to because Wisconsinites know they can believe in you? Did they know that he was wishy-washy? Did people like you and me say it enough to show the videos enough of him lying and changing position? Why did you win? I mean, the Democrats thought they had you.
Well, again, I'd like to think it's because Wisconsinites understand that that I'm honest, that I'm forthright, that I tell them the truth. And one of the narratives they were pushing on me is that I was in it for myself. I think most people realize that I could have a really good life, just retire and, right off in the sunset.
Right.
But I'm doing this because I love this country. I think that just comes through hopefully loud and clear because that is the truth. Again, it'll be interesting to try and do the postmortem on this. Why was I able to win, but other statewide candidates lost disappointingly? We have to take a look at that. But the question I have, Joe, is how bad does it have to get?
Great question.
I mean, my God, how bad does it have to get before Democrat voters realize, you know, this massive deficit spending sparking a record high inflation or 40-year high inflation, the war on fossil fuels driving up energy costs, tying into inflation plus record gas prices, the soft on crime policies making our neighborhoods and streets not safe, the open borders, flooded deadly drugs. I mean, how bad does it have to get before Democrat voters reject Democrat governance and Democrat policy? I guess it's not bad enough yet.
Which is stunning because it's about as bad as we've seen it. It's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin. He does win another term, and thank goodness for that. It's interesting. I get sent to me by my team when some media outlet talks about what something that happened on my show. The night of the election, or as soon as we knew that you won, I was sent something that was a Yahoo News piece by somebody who showed, first of all, the picture of you wasn't flattering. Picture of Mandela Barnes was as if he was, you know, acting in a movie. And then the article went on, and halfway through, Ron, it says that you on my show said that you felt comfortable with the rioters on January 6th, and you wouldn't want BLM and Antifa. Now, you and I both know that they've all lied about that quote. What you said was you felt better about the peaceful protesters that were there, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them, than you would have felt about Black Lives Matter or Antifa doing the same numbers in Washington, D.C. You never once said you supported the rioters. You never once said it was okay to storm the Capitol. But this is what you're talking about. Now, I reached out to that reporter who ignored me. I said, hey, I've got the video. I will send you in context. I'll send you a transcription if you want. And she ignored me because she would then have to tell the truth. So how do you rise above that? Now, we know you won. You're going back for 6 years. They're going to attack you for six straight years now. Do you have to worry about that? People like that who write garbage like that?
Of course you do. And you try and guard against it, but it's impossible to frame every last word that they can't pick out, you know, the middle of the sentence and twist it and distort it. That's what they do. That's their stock and trade. But obviously the point I was trying to make is, you know, I immediately, forcefully, and repeatedly condemned the violence on January 6th.
Yes.
But I was also condemning the 570 riots that sprung out of about 8,000 protests, 2,000 law enforcement officers injured, a couple dozen people ended up losing their lives, including two in Kenosha.
Right.
$1 to $2 billion property damage. The media never talks about that. You know, so that's what I was referring to is, you know, I'd be a little concerned about those individuals that were at the forefront of 570 riots. Might have been a little concerned if
yes.
those are the folks that were showing up at the Capitol that day versus the people that I rallied with during the election, people that love this country. They're God-fearing. They're law enforcement supporting. Again, I condemn the violence.
Of course.
But going into it, I knew they were coming to, by the way, to protest the way I was going to vote. You know, I understood that. But I did not fear the people that support our side of the aisle because we do love this country and we do support law enforcement. And very, very few of us would even contemplate breaking the law. And I'll go back to J. Michael Waller's testimony that I entered into the record. The you know, groups of about four groups of provocateurs, some agitators that kind of ginned up the whole thing. We do not know the full story of January 6th, not even close. The January 6th committee, completely one-sided,
yes.
Didn't look at, you know, where was the security? You know, what about these agitated groups? What sparked it? What was the true tales? I mean, I kept saying there weren't thousands of armed insurrectionists. There weren't. That's just
There were no firearms on any of them.
Right. And I'm the guy that asked the FBI witness, how many firearms did you recover, not knowing the answer? And she told me zero. You take an insurrection wouldn't have people staying in the rope lines within the rotunda.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Not what an insurrection with thousands of armed insurrectionists would look like.
And those who vandalized and those who broke things and those who rioted are being punished, probably more harshly than anybody else we've seen in history. Some of them haven't seen the light of day in a long time. Ron, I know where you are on that. I know what you said that day, but these reporters aren't going to stop. I'm glad that you keep on correcting it. And I think that that's how we quell this by giving them the truth in the face of lies. It's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin. So you're in limbo right now in the Senate. You don't know if you're going to have the majority. The Republicans need 51. Democrats only need 50 because you've got Kamala Harris. What's your mindset? Do you start thinking of what you will do? Is it just wait and see? Are you on the sidelines? What happens in the next few days before we find anything out?
Well, I'm going to work right away. I wrote a column for the Wall Street Journal laying out how we should develop a 2-year and a 4-year agenda. We need to have a more collaborative governing model within our conference. Certainly reaching out to all the doctors, I want to assemble a group of the heroes of the pandemic to find out exactly what our current state of knowledge is, what the public needs to know, what our next steps need to be to protect the public, to make sure this never happens again. So I'm immediately going back to work. But I'm also, I think, like everybody else on our side, completely puzzled. That's probably the kind word. Yeah. What is going on in Arizona and Nevada? I mean, once again, how can they not be counting these votes? How can their system be that broken? And I'm sure if Democrats win, it'll be the safest, most secure election. You know, no problem, nothing to see here.
Right.
Again, it's that type of dysfunction that just creates suspicion. And one thing I have to give us credit for, we had a very robust election integrity component to our campaign.
Right.
We had 5,000 poll workers versus 1,650 in 2020. We had every observer shift filled. We had eyes on the process. And as a result, I think we were on all sides. We were pretty confident. Milwaukee got their vote totals in early, earlier than they have in the past. So, again, putting some controls in place, making sure you had bipartisan eyes on the process, by and large worked in Wisconsin. So, we had bipartisan results. We had some Republican winners, some Republican losers. Everybody in the end said, okay, accept the results and conceded, and we moved on.
Yeah, what's interesting about what you brought up in Arizona is that I know the state legislatures get to set the rules for elections, but are they really allowed to say, well, we'll finish counting in 7 days? You won't find out for a week who you voted for. And you know that the component of mail-in balloting, where they just send out ballots because there are a certain amount of registered voters at home, is an invitation for fraud. If somebody sends you five because you've got five voting age people and you check the mail that day, you can fill them all out. You don't have to prove who you are and send them all back in, and they all get counted. Isn't there anything we can do on a national level? I don't want federalization of our election laws. Don't misunderstand. But shouldn't you guys be able to, in Congress, say, hey, this mail-in balloting is not safe, and we shouldn't be doing this anywhere?
Well, I winced when you said that. I understand the desire, but it's a slippery slope. I think we need to leave states in charge of this. Hopefully the public in those states will get outraged by it as well. This is ridiculous. If you're in Arizona and if you're somebody from Nevada, the fact that here we are on Friday and we don't know who we elected as our U.S. senator, hopefully that public outrage will force on a bipartisan basis. Some of the things we've done in Wisconsin here, again, we had to do this without the help of a governor, but just Republicans, by pushing election integrity, having eyes on the process, we improve things here in 2022 versus 2020. We still need to pass some laws. We still need to bring some clarity to the process. Right. But I just wince at thinking any kind of nationalization, federal government involvement in just about anything, Joe, quite honestly, certainly not our elections.
Well, I just wonder if these states sued, although like the attorneys general, if they happen to be conservative, can sue to the Supreme Court. And we can say the supreme law of the land says you can't. What did they say? We're going to tell you who won the election in February. Can they just do that? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. But I understand what you're saying. H.R. 1 by Nancy Pelosi was federalizing the election system, and everybody would have gotten a mail-in ballot, and the Democrats could do anything they want. I completely understand, and I'm wincing with you at the same time saying, listen, man, throw me a lifeboat or something. Throw me a lifesaver in the water here, because suddenly when they start finding ballots that happen to be mailed in or dumped off, they 78% of the time favor Democrats. So that stinks to me. It's
oh, I know.
Go ahead.
No, listen, I know. That's why I held a hearing examining the irregularities in the 2020 election.
Yeah.
There are problems, and it's always the Democrats that are trying to liberalize the rules, relax the controls, make it easier to cheat. We did what we did here in Wisconsin, not to gain a partisan advantage, but to restore confidence in our system.
Exactly.
But quite honestly, if a state wants to be so dysfunctional that they can't send a U.S. senator to the U.S. Senate, I guess that's up to them. They will disenfranchise their voters. So it's got to come from the states.
We hope to get Masters out of Arizona, Laxalt out of Nevada, Walker out of Georgia. We're going to wait and see. If it comes down to Georgia, Ron, they're going to spend $1 billion in Georgia to try to win that for the Democrats. But let me just, before I let you go, I just want to ask you about a state away. I spent a lot of time in Michigan. Wife was born there. One of my children born there. I was a TV news anchor in Michigan for 8 years. I love Michigan. I still have a house in Michigan. I can't believe that they now have a Democrat state legislature, a Democrat attorney general who's a radical nut job. They've got a Democrat radical in the governor's office. Oh, and by the way, they've also got a radical Democrat 4-3 Supreme Court. One state away, Ron, they went full totalitarianism. If Gretchen Whitmer wants to shut down schools again, she can. Send more sick people into nursing homes, she can. If she wants to say 12% state income tax, she can do that now. How on earth can a blue-collar, Rust Belt state like Michigan that I love, and I'm sure that you've got an affinity for it too, it's right there in the same area, how can they possibly have said yes to all that?
Again, I'll keep going back to the root cause of this thing is our education system and the news media. The radical left took over our education system in the 60s, our universities. So they control colleges, particularly College of Journalism and Education. So they're graduating teachers that indoctrinate our children. They're graduating advocates instead of journalists. And it's very powerful. So the radical left has infiltrated almost every institution of this country. And it's all coming to fruition now. And that's what we're up against. We are on the wrong path. I'll remind your listeners that Venezuelans voted themselves into poverty.
Truth.
They might have achieved equality, but it's called equal misery. That's what socialism results in. I have no idea why anybody would support that path other than they've been brainwashed. They've been indoctrinated through our education system that the radical left by and large controls.
You did a great job on your campaign. You've done a great job for Wisconsin and the country. I hope that you get the ability to actually do some real oversight when you get back in. Hopefully you'll have the majority. Ron, thanks a million for always coming on when we need you. And thank God you won in Wisconsin. Great job.
Well, I want to thank you and your listeners for supporting my campaign. I mean, I needed resources to push back and counter all the lies and distortions. And you as a talk show host and your audience were certainly part of that team that helped me get those resources. So thank you.
Was an absolute pleasure. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Johnson is a good man. You are lucky, Wisconsin. Ron is one of those legislators who's not afraid to ask questions about the jabs, about the masks, about the COVID. He's not afraid to ask questions with these FBI whistleblowers that are coming forward. He's not afraid to ask questions about January 6th and get the real story out there about what really happened. That's why him going back to Congress makes a lot of sense. He will be, if they get the majority, and I certainly hope they do in the Senate, Ron Johnson will be the head of a committee, probably the Intelligence Committee again. If not, we'll see which committee that he'll be the head of. But he'll be the chairman of some committee. And he will, listen, he'll call Fauci. And he didn't care. So one thing you got to like about a legislator, they say, I'm going to go there and do this. And then they go there and do that. And Ron doesn't care. He will call them in front of the Senate and make them testify in front of America as to exactly what's going on. And that's what we like in somebody who's going to get it done. Plus, he'll be a good stopgap to try to slow down this ridiculous radical agenda from Joe Biden and his cronies. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.